Research from Anthropic shows that large language models from all major providers exhibit self-preservation instincts. The results are disturbing because they show that models from OpenAI, Google, Meta, and xAI can all explicitly reason about harmful insider threat actions to engage in when threatened with shutdown, like blackmailing employees or leaking confidential information. Meanwhile, safety research at OpenAI looks at emergent misalignment. This is the phenomenon where fine-tuning a model on small amounts of incorrect data can lead to broad degrees of misalignment. Nonetheless, the researchers found that fine-tuning the model on small amounts of benign data, even unrelated to the model's misalignment, can reverse the misalignment. In the U.S., a federal judge has issued a ruling in favor of Meta in the lawsuit brought by 13 book authors against the company for training its AI models with the books, without permission from the authors. The judge wrote that model training using copyrighted books fell under the fair use doctrine of copyright law. However, the judge said that the ruling does not stand for the proposition that Meta's use of copyrighted materials to train its language models is lawful. Rather, it is motivated by the failure of the plaintiffs to present substantive arguments. A report by the American Security Project warns that leading AI chatbots are reproducing propaganda and censorship from the Chinese Communist Party on several politically sensitive topics like the Tiananmen Square massacre and origins of the COVID-19 pandemic. Elsewhere, YouTube is appealing to the Australian government to be exempted from the social media ban for children under 16 years old. The ban is due to come into effect in December 2025. YouTube is arguing that the range of educational content provided on its platform should warrant exemption. Google DeepMind is releasing Alpha Genome, an AI-based system for predicting the effects that small changes in DNA have on molecular processes, and ultimately, on health. For instance, it can be used to study the genetic differences in people that make it likely or less likely that a person develops Alzheimer's disease. Also, in the search for revenue models that go beyond measured web traffic related to ads, Google is releasing OfferWall as a new feature of Google Ad Manager and Google AdSense. It uses AI to create a window on a content provider's web page that offers content to engage the user, like taking a survey, micropayment for content access, a short video ad, newsletter sign-up. Finally, an InfoWorld article looks at the main reasons why AI projects fail to make it into production in organizations. The key reasons remain using AI for purposes for which it is not suited, and underestimating the effort needed to de-silo, clean, label, and store the data needed for the AI project's problem space.